There it is. What's up, George? What's going on in the house of Kreese tonight?
It is the final countdown. That's it. My campaign ends tonight. Yours continues in all its glory, and we're going to talk about it next.
It's the final countdown. Get it?
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Catch the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your mans, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to catch the Craze. If you are an independent,
catch the Craze.
Making moves on your own,
catch the Craze.
On your grind in the streets,
catch the Craze.
Join the movement,
catch the Craze.
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. Yeah, you want to do it. Catch the Craze.
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
And I am with
George the Dreamer Madena. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are live tonight, Wednesday, June 1st. It is the last day of my campaign. We're about 31 or 29 minutes to go on it. Sammy, you got a whole 29 days or maybe 28 days to go.
29 long days. Oh, Crystal Joy, Gilly in the house.
I love how Crystal says hello to Mike first.
I know, right? She comes into our house and she greets everybody but us.
I love it. Look at the love fest. Anyway, before we get into it, guys, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you don't already, subscribe. Hit the like button, comment, you know, set that reminder so that you know when we are going live, especially in the next 30 days with our Kickstarter. Well, with Sam's Kickstarter going on, it's going to be magic. So, yes, thank you, everyone, for joining. Gilbert, what up, my man? Mike is in here. Crystal's in here. So what's going on? Sammy, how you doing, brother? How you feeling today? You feeling better or what?
Here it is. It's all up. It's all chest now and up from here up. It's crazy how it started. It started from my shins and it worked its way up. And said, now it's
the bottom. Started from the bottom.
Yeah. So now, you know, the occasionally it gets ugly, but you know, so hopefully tomorrow I'll start working that again. I'm gonna start because I couldn't do it the past couple of days because I just didn't have the energy. So yeah, I'm getting better.
Yeah, no problem. No doubt, man. No doubt. Yeah, listen, according to Kickstarter, I have about 27 minutes left of this incredible.
Yeah, you killed it, bro. Where's that shit? Let me. Oh, excuse my language. Sorry.
Easy, buddy.
There it is. Bang! There it is. Yes. Look at that.
137 backers.
Fantastic.
Yay! Yeah. Yay! No. Yeah, man, we did it, guys. We did it. We did it. Everybody involved, man.
Looks like we made it.
We hit all the stretch goals that were lined up to go. Nice. You guys are getting prints. You're getting some free comics. Big shout out to the artists and the people who submitted their comics to that stretch goal. Big shout out to JD Rosario. I always give love to Mikey because unlike a certain viejo, he would actually follow through with joy for his best friend, Justice.
Wow. Crystal. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Jesus Christ. I mean.
Yeah, I know. He killed it, man. He's like, there with the Wi-Fi, 5Gs.
So Wi-Fi, baby, damn, over 5G's. Yes, yo, listen, you guys, and you guys are going to reap some of those rewards. You're going to get some free comics. You're going to get some prints. It's going to be hooked up. It's going to be hooked up. So when you guys start getting those, oh, and let's see how it ends. Let's see how everything ends up. But yeah. Some of you are going to be getting these bad boys, and I was able to unlock a lot of them because a lot of you pledged to the campaign. So you guys are going to be getting some of those golden tickets to be able to get some free
and a golden shower.
Free, wow. free graphic novel for part two of the Adventures of Wonder Duck. So hopefully you'll enjoy this and come back. What's up?
Damn, what's that damn word? My grandmother used to always say the word for free in Spanish.
Gratis.
Was that it?
Gratis.
That was another word I thought she used. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Rest in peace, Abuela.
Abuelita.
Yeah, but, she used to be around with a falsies when I was a kid. She's like, "Mori, fuck it.
Make a key. Hijo de gran puta." Sounds like a charming old lady.
Yeah, grandma. I didn't have the cleavers. It was I was always jealous of the cleavers.
Cleavers. Oh my god. Well, listen, let me give a little shout out to the folks who have the books that are going to be given away. Storm Chasers is one of the books that is going to be given away. JD Rosario is the artist on that book. He also has a campaign right now. For Storm Chasers numbers 1 through 8, you're obviously going to be able to get one for free, and then you guys can check out that campaign, see if you want to pick that up. JD Calderon is the other gentleman who is part of that campaign. Gratis, you failed 8th grade Spanish just now. Christ in Cuban novela. Gratis. So check out JD Calderon's book. And we have also Daphne Leish. Thank you, Daphne, for that. And thank you for, you know what? Without Daphne, my campaign probably wouldn't have launched that day. Word. So big shout out to Daphne. Make sure you follow her on Instagram. And they have a campaign coming up for Tall Tales, which is another book that's in that like bundle.
9 days or something.
Yeah, in a few days. Yeah. So make sure you follow that campaign when it goes live. And then Morgan Quaid, man, the author, the artist, the musician that put together that jingle at the beginning for Wonder Duck. Quack, yeah. Quack. So he's got a couple of books in there. So you're going to be able to check that out. So I can't wait to get that stuff out to you. And you guys, let me know what you think. Big shout out to Aníbal Arroyo also, who has a book in there, Little Steve's Closet, his children's book. You'll be able to check that out. Check out
the Watch in the Box.
Yeah, you had that on Watch in the Box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The controversial episode.
Oh, the controversial. Yeah, so check that out. Check Aníbal's book
out.
Check it out. But yeah, man, it's been quite a ride. The last 30 days have been...
I swear, I saw you working. I was like, I remember I was in Vegas and I was watching your post every day. I was like, this boy is working.
Got to do it, bro. You got to do it. That's how you got to do it. I mean, listen, I'm not a big poster on Facebook. It's mostly on Instagram. I'm always posting on Instagram. But oddly enough, Facebook is where I was getting a lot of pledges from, according to the numbers. Behind the scenes numbers here. So Facebook was one of those places where people were actually checking it out and then going from Facebook to the campaign.
Right.
And that's the cool thing about the behind the scenes dashboard of Kickstarter. It lets you know where your pledges are coming from, lets you know which pledge is doing best and whatnot. So you really get a good sense as to, what's going on and what's happening behind the scenes. Yeah. So Facebook, I got a lot of pledges from Facebook. So that was where I was kind of going because that's where most of my people were coming from. So, but yeah, no, big shout out to everybody, man. Big shout out to everybody for jumping on board and doing their thing with the Adventures of Wonder Duck.
Yeah, killed it.
Yeah. So I have, let's see.
I predicted it.
So
three for three, homie.
3 for 3. You said 4,500. You short changed.
I said minimum 4,500. That's what I said. Remember?
Okay, abuelita.
Backing up. I said I think you can kill it. You can set records. Okay. And I said you wouldn't get campaign we love. Remember?
No.
Stop backing up. Don't take that. Don't take my glory, bro.
You're taking my glory, bro. This is the Sam show right now. I told you.
That's giving you credit.
What glory?
Chump.
he's calling names out, guys. Look, when he gets angry, you push Sammy into a corner, he starts freaking.
I'm Puerto Rican, bro. We only know one thing, bro. We're nice until you take the Bacardi away. then it's over.
But all jokes aside, definitely. Listen, the campaigns, and anybody who's done a campaign knows it's 30 days or whatever amount of days of just constant, just almost harassing individuals. So I apologize for all the harassing emails, texts, messages. You know what I mean? Letting you know that my campaign is live, letting you know that it's out there. You know, but that's the only way to do it, because otherwise, how else?
Exactly. It's not like, you have the marketing budget that the bigger guys have, and they can hire teams to go in and do all the legwork. You know, you gotta. You're grassroots. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. No, and listen, and I also got to give a big shout out to Nita Lane, who really helped me out even before the campaign went live. I remember when I was working it, when I was starting to work on it, Nita Lanning. Okay, hold on. Let's pull that up real quick. Oh, yeah. The only person allowed to harass is me. Nita Lanning. And before I launched back in, January or whatever. And even before that, when I was planning it out, her and Meredith, before she passed, man. They really were, they were like, George, well, you know what I'm saying? And they guided me through all that shit. So big shout out to Nita and big shout out to Meredith. And she
Meredith, yeah, she's a G.
She definitely helped me out greatly. And I'm pretty sure she was up there, man, pulling some strings. So I really, really appreciate all of that stuff. So yeah, good. Big shout out to them. I really appreciate them. And they were very, very big. And Nita was
Nita. She was hustling.
Nita was always posting my stuff. Yeah, no, helping me out tremendously. So that really made a difference. Because even if the pledges didn't come right away, they were coming. Like, you know what I mean? People weren't just, a lot of times, you'll say, hey, can you check it out? And, people are looking at their funds and stuff like that. Understandable. So, but yeah, no, it's been good. It's been a good experience. Will I do it again? I don't know that I will do that again. You probably won't see a campaign for me the rest of the year. I'm going to finish this one up. I started to get pages for the next issues of the book. So that's good. So issue 6 is already completed. The guys have completed the artwork and all that stuff. So it's just about me going in there and lettering it. So that book is already done, and I'm going to send them a script for page for number 7. So I'm hoping that by middle of next year, I'll have the graphic novel, the second part of the graphic novel done, and go from there. You'll see where I go from there,
Word.
But yes, indeed, my friend, that's what's going on with the Kickstarter. And let's see what we get. Let's see how
far we get. 18 minutes.
I got 18 minutos, and then, and then it's a wrap. Then it's a big old wrap.
You see, what do you call those guys? Damn, I'm not remembering Jack anymore. Angel investor. That's what. Yeah, and imagine an angel investor just shows up and goes blank.
Yeah, that'd be freaking amazing.
What's up, Pete? In the house.
Hey, what's up, Peter? Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you. That Peter's one of the backers in the campaign. So I thank you very much, sir, for your pledge. And I hope you enjoy the book. I really hope you guys like it. The book's been out for a minute, at least the first 4 chapters, and finally I'm getting ready to finish it up here. 8 nice. Books, bro. 8 books. I know that for you, Sam, you got, this is number 2, but you got a 10 book plan.
Yeah, for 10 issues. Yeah, so it'll be books. 4 campaigns, and the 5th one will be the graphic novel. And then 4 campaigns, and the 10th one will be a graphic novel.
Yeah.
What's up, Sarita, in the house?
Sarita, what's up, Sarita? Thank you. Thank you very much, man. It was crazy. I really appreciate it. I have some surprises for some of you guys when you guys get your packages. So stay tuned for that.
Get ready for a big surprise. Where's that from?
Total Recall, dog.
There you go.
Total Recall. What?
Weeks.
That was
that was dope.
Great freaking movie, bro. Did you see the remake or no?
Yeah, I saw the remake. We call it.
How was that? I didn't even watch that.
It was not as good as the first. Nothing's ever as good as the first. Yeah, I'm just saying, nothing's ever as good. So it's like, but there was a remake that I saw that they were doing that. Willow. Willow. That looks good. I saw the trailer.
Did you? When is that coming out?
I don't know. I have to go.
Football tickets. Yeah, Chris, your football tickets. They're coming. You just wait. Oh man. Yeah, Willow is coming. I forgot about that. Yo, Obi-Wan though. Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan's on fire.
Did the new episode come out today or no?
Does it?
I thought they came out on Wednesday, so I'm not even sure anymore.
So Willow, when the teaser came out, is this? Oh, it's on Disney Plus, right?
Yes, on Disney Plus. Yeah. I think they bought the rights to that thing.
That's dope, bro. Dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, they say Top Gun is better than that's what they're saying. Well, you know what? It's I wouldn't put it past it because it's Tommy.
I'm actually going to see it tomorrow. So tomorrow night. Got it online, bro. What happened? What'd you say?
If I go to movies, I can go by myself. My wife, she doesn't want to go to movie theaters.
No, I know. I'm going with the fellas.
I haven't met too many people out here yet.
We sat down and watched the old one. So we're all caught up. The original. Yeah. We sat down, watched the original. And tomorrow we're going to go check out the new one. So let's see how it goes. Mike,
it's fire. The reviews are out of control.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, listen, it took a long time to make that thing.
Yeah. Release date.
Happened.
Willow 2 movie. Release date. I don't know what the release date is. Is that telling me? I don't know. You son of a biscuit eater. She said, Top Gun is amazeballs.
Yeah.
Where's my damn mouse? Okay.
Oh, you saw it, Chris? Okay. All right.
The scene is crazy. They're saying the cinematography is like they took it to a whole new, like Tom Cruise really raised the bar with pushing everybody to really get these camera angles and these shots that were like unheard of. He's the guy that hung from a plane.
Yeah,
he's the guy that jumped from a building and broke his leg. Or whatever it was, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't put it past that crazy little psycho.
No, he is. He's nuts.
He's an adrenaline junkie.
Absolutely insane.
I wonder what that would be like to be that fearless, to do crazy stuff like that. I mean, I couldn't even ever fathom me holding onto a plane.
Yeah, he's nuts, bro.
I'd be like, I slept! Been over. Next year, the propellers just shot me up, and I'm foo-foo.
One of my favorite performances from him was when he was in that movie, Tropic Thunder, bro.
Oh,
he was hysterical.
Yes. I will fuck you up.
he was insane in that movie, dude. He was just completely out of control. He was nuts. I went cliff diving and skydiving a few times, Chris. Check you out.
She's probably hunting. She's after her prey.
She's violent. Are you trying to say she's violent?
I'm telling you, on an island, she's going to survive. That's like a survivor island. Chris is going to survive.
Wow. Chris got that survival instincts, man.
That's it.
Chris don't play. But yeah, man. So listen. So next up.
Oh, 11:30. Willow's release date's 11:30.
Oh, 11:30. All right.
Yeah, we gotta wait that long.
Yeah. I know Sarita's waiting for that She-Hulk to come out.
Getting criticism about the CGI.
I think they're gonna fix that though.
They screwed up the Ang Lee version of the Hulk. Remember?
Yeah.
He screwed that up.
But that wasn't Marvel, though. That wasn't Marvel that was doing that at the time. I think they were trying to release it. They did what they could real quick. And by the time the show actually comes out, I'm hoping it's going to be a lot better. That's what I'm hoping.
Hey, there you go.
So let's go. Yeah, my alter ego. Exactly. Sarita's alter ego, She-Hulk. But that actually does look good. I'm kind of digging it. I like that. I like what they're doing with it. So we'll see what happens with that particular show. But Disney Plus is killing it right now, bro. Obi-Wan Kenobi, that.
Yeah, show. But Leia was stressing me out, bro. You need to stay still. I was like, yo, she's like, and you know what's crazy is that they're trying to make it seem like she's like Carl Lewis. She got the littlest legs, and how you outrunning Obi-Wan Kenobi? You don't even have to run. Oh no, you can eat your sandwich and go and just freeze her.
Remember, Obi didn't want to use the force. He's trying.
Every time she runs away, she gets jacked up. Would you stop? Stay still.
Oh man, nah, seriously. You know, I just
What's the name of the female character? The assassin that killed her, one of her own. She's joke. She's scary.
What is it? The third sister or sister?
Yeah, she and Omega irk me.
I don't for her. I like stop chocolate running.
Have a chocolate for her. Wakata.
Yo, but the actress, actually, the actress was getting a lot of hate.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that, bro?
People are idiots.
What's wrong with people?
It's a freaking show, dude. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, people are
crazy, stupid,
dude. Yeah, she was.
You know, all this stuff that I see, and that's what bothers me about society. Like all this crazy, stupid stuff that I see today, I never seen it when I was growing up. None of that stuff. I'm like, and I grew up in Jamaica, Queens, and it was such a diverse melting pot. And you never seen any of this stuff. And it's just everyone has to have an opinion. Yeah. You don't have to have an opinion, man. Just watch it. If you don't like it, keep it pushing. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm just different you and McGregor.
Okay. He's dope. I wonder what they're gonna do with I wonder if they're gonna keep the mask. I think they're probably gonna keep the mask off of Darth Vader, just because this kid's in the movie. This kid, he's an old man now. Not an old man, but he's a grown ass man now. So I wonder if they're gonna put the mask on him, and if he does put the mask on him, it better be James Earl Jones's voice coming out of that mask. It's gotta be, bro. Damn.
I'm your father. That's the joint. Yo, when are they going to bring the Ewoks? That's what I want. I want to see the Ewoks, bro. Take it back to Endor.
You're probably going to see them. They'll probably show them.
Remember the TV series, the made-for-TV movie, The Return to Endor? The Ewoks?
No, I
don't. Never seen the Ewoks television series, bro?
I watched the cartoon. I never saw the TV show.
Man. Damn.
Yeah, no, I never.
I used to own it on VHS.
No bad kid.
Yeah, man.
I still got stuff, like, dude. I got Dragon Ball Z.
Warriors.
I got freaking Dragon Ball Z on.
Dragon Ball Z. Yo, VHS, you know, bro. I still have a hard drive. Remember LimeWire?
Yeah.
Remember LimeWire? It was like the other. What was the other one? The one that
LimeWire is the one I remember.
Anyway, so I have so many like Robotech animated cartoons that I like downloaded. I still have them on a hard drive. Yeah. Nice. Crazy.
Yeah, man. Nah, I remember George only owned a Betamax. No, I didn't actually own
Napster,
a Betamax.
That's what it was. Napster, yes.
Reddy's knows about that stuff.
Yeah, I have all those videos. I got a whole hard drive full of videos that I downloaded from back in the days. I still have all the videos.
Yeah, no. I remember those. LimeWire and Napster, that's crazy. I still have this copy of the Dark Crystal. You loaned me once. Damn.
I think they're doing Robotech. Oh, nice.
Are they?
Yes. Oh, the Dark Crystal. I've been watching the new one on Netflix, I think it is. I'm digging it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Dragon Ball Z owned my feelings. Watched the entire series a few years ago, and I was still emotionally attached to the show. That's a great show, man. Dragon Ball Z was a great freaking show, dude.
Yeah, like, it was.
The animation of that thing, bro, it was insane. Insane.
Yeah. I think
the storyline, all of it.
Everybody was drawing it. Everybody was watching it. It was it was the bomb.
Yeah, it really was. It really
and
was
then insane. And then once Pokemon came out with that theme song, it was over for me, bro. It was over. Gotta catch them all, bro. I had my TV set to program to wake me up at 6 a.m. in the morning, and it would wake up and the theme song to Pokemon would start. And I'm like, I want to be the very best. Like no one ever was. I had to stretch and get up in the morning, get my coffee. Oh, it was awesome. Interesting. It was awesome.
I never, you know what? I don't, was I, okay, when did Pokemon come out? 1996. It came out for the. It was the video game came out in 96. Damn, dude, I never got into it.
Yo, I told everybody I watched Pokemon.
Happened?
Yeah, he said he never told anybody Pokemon. He watched it on the.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Pokemon wasn't one of those things that you were bragging. You were watching it. Then just scrolling Cowboy Bebop. That's another one. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, remember? What was that other one? The samurai one that came out. The animation,
which one?
Freaking A. It was one of those things that we talked about back in Catch the Craze day, the early days of Catch the Craze. Damn. It was like a 2D animation that came out on Channel 11. Fuck. I'll remember it. It'll come to me. Never. I never told anyone I was watching Mighty Morphin Power. Oh, wow. Go Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers. I might have been a little too old for Power Rangers. What he said, Mikey, have you ever seen Robot Carnival?
No.
Rurouni Kenshin. Man, there's so many, bro.
I know. I've seen Carnival on HBO. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. How many seasons was that? That wasn't, I don't know that I went for that.
It was like a couple of seasons. Yeah. It was deep. It was one of those things that you were like, you were on like psychedelics when you're watching it, because it was like out there.
Never told anyone. That's never seen Robot Carnival.
Castlevania.
Yeah, Castlevania was fantastic. Yeah.
Me and my friends play Power Rangers.
Green Ranger all day.
See that, man? Let it out, man. You got to just like express yourself. Who cares what anybody thinks, bro? Pokemon all day, all day.
Yes, I knew about 5Gs, my dog. 5Gs. I remember. Speaking. Actually, you know what, Sam? I knew I called the 5Gs.
I said you do a minimum of 45.
No, that's what I'm saying. I knew I called the 5Gs back in the days. Back in the days, 30 days ago. Never seen Robot. Jeez, G, 5Gs. Me and my friends play Power. You already posted that one. Yeah, now, dude, listen. So it's almost over. I mean, the campaign, it's counting down right now. Like, it's
minutos.
So this is what I'm going to do. I know that I had said, for every 25 backers, Robot Carnival's Anthology, you can probably watch it on YouTube. To be a retro crush. Y'all heard the Cinco de Mayo, not Cinco de Mayo. So basically what I'm going to do is, I know that I was doing, you know, every 25 backers, I was doing one of these tickets. So what I'm going to end up doing, depending on where we end in the last 4 minutes, I'm not going to do the six. I'm actually going to bump that bad boy up. I'm going to bump that bad boy to, you know, 10% of whatever the backer count is. So if it's, we're at 137, so we'll call it 13. Let me see something. Yeah, 13. We'll call it 13 right now. So depending on where we end right now, a minimum of 13 people are going to get a free graphic novel, because I'm going to be putting these randomly into your packages when this thing ends. So three more minutes to go, see what happens, and we'll go from there, man. It's going to be over in just a few minutes. So thank you very much, all of you, for the pledges. It's Jesus, man, 30 days, bro. And you know what? I wasn't going to do 30 days. I was only going to do the 3 weeks. But then you were going to go to Las Vegas, and we weren't going to have a show last week, and I wanted to have a closeout show. So I was like, you know what? Let me extend it another week. And this happened, bro. Cause I think last week it would have been like four. So yeah, dude, this is crazy, bro. This is bananas.
It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
2 minutes, y'all. 2 minutes. So I wanted to ask people, what do you guys think about updates on Kickstarter campaigns? Are they annoying? Saying now you got double that. Can we get 10K?
So you're going to be my marketing guru?
You're going to be your angel yes. investor.
Yes, you're going to be my angel investor.
I'm going to hit you with the five. So what do you guys think? Are updates annoying? Do you guys like getting them? Do you find them annoying when you're getting an update? Like, how do you feel about updates?
The Kickstarter updates?
Yeah. Yeah, because I haven't done that many. Last, you know, in the few campaigns, you know, try to do as many as possible, because they say to keep your people updated and stuff like that.
Yeah, I decided to change mine. Like, it's only going to be one update a week.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's all you really need, I think. I don't think I didn't do as many updates as I did in previous, like when we were doing the crazies and stuff like that. I only did, I think you might have only seen like four or five of them, maybe six.
Yeah, I thought about the last campaign. I was doing daily updates. I was like, you know what? That's overkill, Sam. So I decided that this time I'll do it on every seventh day.
Right.
So I'll let a full week go, and then I'll do an update on where we were, and then go from there.
Yeah, because I think people start getting emails, and Kickstarter just goes in with the emails. So I don't know. I figured maybe that would be annoying to some. I will send my opinion. What did you say?
She says, I will send my opinion personally. Easy to send it to you then type a billion things.
Chris has opinions, baby. Let me see. What are you sending?
So Gil says, updates are good, even if it seems like people don't care. If people are invested in your project, then an update is good and let them know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Down to 55 seconds. Let me put
that the last minute here, within the last minute of the campaign.
Look at that, the countdown.
I should have pulled it up at 10. This is too long.
No, I hate update. What is that? I hate updates. Far humbug to update. Hey,
Michael, there you go. I dug the show, guys. We're on last minute. Those guys. Which show? The last night. Yeah, yo, yes, Indie Comics Relay.
Oh, those guys. I love those guys.
Yeah, Keith Gleason and Johnny C. Dope.
Updates dude. Keep us invested.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Oh, he's just joking. Just kidding.
That's a good 15, point.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10.
So 10, 9, 8,
7, ooh. 6, 5, wow, 4, this thing. 3, 2, 1. Balloons!
Boom. All right. 52-30. Ended on a nice little round number. I kind of like that. 52-30.
I just got the notice. The Adventures of Wonder Dog. What's next?
Your money's taken.
Yeah. I was going to say, Sam, your credit card's not working. You spent all your money in Vegas. Your credit card's been denied.
Oh, man. All right. So what happens next? All right, guys, make sure that you look out for some surveys. I'm going to be sending you guys surveys to get your address. Wonder Dog. So yeah, so make sure that you're checking your email addresses and stuff like that so that you can send me all the information I'm gonna need. I'm gonna ask you for your, you know, whether it's your address. I'm gonna need t-shirt sizes. For those of you who order t-shirts, I'm gonna need t-shirt sizes. I'm gonna need colors, whatever colors you want on the t-shirt, things like that. So I'm gonna be sending that stuff out. I'll probably be sending you messages also. So just look out for that. For the end of the campaign. But yeah, it's over, man. It's a wrap.
No, I still got the cooties.
Oh yeah, you got the cooties, bro.
Yeah, sucker, dot, dot. I get my cootie shots.
Oh, man.
You ever got chased by the cootie stick?
No. I don't even know what the cootie stick is, bro. I have no idea.
When somebody in the neighborhood goes find poop and put it on a stick and they chase you with the cootie stick?
No. Never did that. Not once. Not once. What kind of games are you playing, bro? What is
you this? Walk out the house, you see somebody with a stick, you just get a whole tail. Oh, it's like,
oh. Wow. Oh, wow. Never. Never. Oh my God! That low. have we run out of things to talk about? Is that what happened, Mike? Thank you, brother. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for pledging to the campaign. Woo! It's nice. Over. It's over. Now it's on to you, Sam. Now it's on to you. The spotlight is on.
I know.
holy cow! Sorry. Thank you, Arelis. Thank you very much. Sarita, thank you. Anibal, gracias. Mike, Chris, Gil, everybody in the chat, thank you so much for pledging to the campaign. Really appreciate you all. Five F and G's. Yes. Well, by the time Kickstarter takes their cut, it's probably
as long as it all goes through.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the funds will probably won't be into the account for another 2 weeks. And then I'll be sending you guys an update for that. Obviously, this is when I'll keep you most updated, is now. Like once the campaign has ended, so you guys know where everything is, you know, when the books are in and all that other fun stuff. I jinxed Sam by bringing up the cooties.
Yeah.
Kickstarter with the hands out. Yep. It's time. But yeah, no, man, this was successful, man. I had a, interestingly enough, successful campaign, dude. I really did. I know you guys were, I know, and I appreciate you guys saying that it was going to be this big, but I never expected it to be this big, bro. Russell Allen. All right, Russ. Thank you, sir. Yeah, dude. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Let's see. So Chris had said, because she wrote something on the update. She said, updates are a useful tool to those who are new to you and can help show your commitment to the project and give a tangible object to them. Then yes, by all means, use them. So updates. So you guys seem to like updates. All right, cool.
Kickstarter with the hands out.
It's
like that dude next to the tree rubbing his hand saying, do we even have that anymore?
Oh!
No? There it is.
Oh, there you go. Yo, did you ever stop? Did you like take off all the because you used to have it labeled, didn't you?
You know what? I haven't used the sounds in a minute. So I took the labels off. That's why I'm like, what is that button? Ever since I switched to StreamYard, which is easier. StreamYard is easier than when I had all of the gadgets and jigamaroles. He says, "Yeah, Anibal never does the surveys, so he's not going to even look at it. I always have to DM him. Yo, dude, where am I sending this to?"
Yeah. The good thing is that you know I know Anibal personally, so I'll be hitting you up, Anibal, for all.
Oh, yeah, you guys are close to each other, and you guys are gonna meet each other at Terrificon.
Yeah. I may even bring the stuff with me. For
Keith and
Johnny.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst because there's always at least a dozen people or more that don't fill out the surveys, and you got to hunt them down. It's like,
It sucks when you don't know the person though, because you don't want to come off like you never sent anything, but you really don't have the address to anybody.
I still have three boxes of people that I've tracked them down to their social medias. I DM'd them. They never responded. It's there because I know one day someone's going to say, I never sent it. It's there just waiting for that day that I get that call. And I'm like, I just got to put the label on it and ship it. That's why I'm not even taking it out the box. I'm like, I know one day some knucklehead's going to be like, yeah, that guy never sent me jack. I'm like, you lying son of a biscuit eater. So I have it. So I had a gift from the end of my toilet. I think it was like after everything was shipped.
Yeah.
I had somebody reach out to me like, 3 weeks after it was all done and shipped, and I tried to contact them, and like, and then I got, then they answered the survey, finally, and then I just shipped it the next day.
Yeah. I mean, they're important. Those surveys are probably the most important things right after the campaign ends, because unlike Indiegogo, that they take all that information ahead of time, Kickstarter doesn't take any of that info. They really keep that information private, which is good for the people pledging. But once this stuff, gets funded, it's hard for us to find out, you know, where to send the stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, the more people, send us their information, the better. And the quicker they do it, the better, because sometimes it'll slow things down, especially if you're adding names to the back of books or things like that, and you're waiting for that stuff to get printed. You need those surveys back to know how they want. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't get the notice yet.
For what?
No, we collected your funds.
Oh,
I'm waiting for that notice.
Oh yeah, that's coming. That's coming. Yeah. That is coming. We've collected your pledge, and then you're like, "What the hell just happened?"
Yeah, I mean I remember the last time I had like five campaigns end on the same week, and it was like, "Bam." Bang, bang. I was like, oh, that's it. I said, ramen noodle, here I come. It's over.
I actually, George should give us a spinner collection, but he needs them like Linus needs his blanket. Dude, I was going to bring my spinner out tonight because I was actually going to raffle off these guys and let you guys know who got what. But I figured I'm going to keep it a secret and I'm just going to surprise you guys with them. So that was going to be the plan.
He's like, psych!
Not telling you.
He said, "Looky, looky, I got cookies."
You almost had it.
Yeah. So funny thing, I'm up sitting here today and I'm working, and I hear a big boom, and I look out my window. My mail lady, her tire blew and she crashed into a mailbox, and it's a brick mailbox. It's made out of brick, and keep it secret, keep it safe. And I felt so bad. And so she had to move it to the side, and then they came and they towed her away. It's crazy delivering the mail.
Damn, son. Damn.
That tire blew, and it sounded like an explosion, bro.
Was she okay, though?
She was okay, yeah, because she was pulling up, and it went poof, and so her I guess it the steering wheel jerked, and she ran right into the mailbox. Oh, yeah, I was like, damn, damn, damn.
Oh, boy, no.
Welcome to Texas.
Jesus Cristo, bro. Yeah.
It's crazy. So yeah, Johnny Depp is vindicated?
Yes.
Yes. So, and you see that he's doing, what is that? He's doing another with, what's the guy's name?
Cool.
No, not Pirates of the Caribbean. He's doing, he's replacing Jim Carrey in, I forgot another movie for 2024. The guy that he always worked with.
Who, Tim Burton?
Yes. So, yeah, Tim Burton just cast Johnny on, I forgot the film. It was something that Jim Carrey did. And he's doing part two, I think. Ooh. Yeah, so that's pretty dope.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, so tomorrow we're going to be live tomorrow morning.
The Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew.
The Morning Brew's back tomorrow.
It felt weird, right? Not having shows last week.
Yeah, last week we were MIA for sure.
Last week I was fighting with the post office, with FedEx. Fighting the Rona. I was like, yo, what's up? Getting my stuff jacked up last week was interesting. Johnny is the man. Yeah, it was interesting. So I'm actually looking forward to the Morning Brew. Actually, that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about what's tomorrow. I don't even know what was the last thing you did on the
we'll come out tomorrow.
What was the last crazy 10 or less?
Take the shot.
Take the shot.
Yes, don't hesitate. Take the shot.
Okay.
So no regrets. That's what it was.
So that's mañana. We'll be talking about that tomorrow morning on the show.
Yeah.
Right, cool. We'll have some other stuff. We'll have some other fun stuff and topics.
Yeah. Where's Johnny Boy?
Johnny, yeah. Johnny's been working, man. John's a working man.
He works hard for the money.
Making money. So hard. He's alive.
Yeah, Johnny's legit now.
No, but I think they're talking about Johnny Depp.
Oh, Johnny Depp. I thought it was Johnny. Yeah, Johnny's the man. Yeah, Johnny Depp is the man. I'm 21 Jump Street, bro. The guy's just, he's like the epitome of cool. You know what I'm saying? If you look up cool in the dictionary, you can see Johnny Depp's face. I'm just saying. The guy's just legit. Yeah,
Johnny was a cool dude, bro. Johnny was a cool dude. I did like Johnny in that. Don't disassemble Johnny 5. Dude, that was a classic movie right there, bro. Johnny 5 is alive.
What's your favorite Johnny Depp movie?
Johnny Depp movie. My favorite Johnny Depp movie is A Nightmare on Elm Street. No.
I remember that. Damn.
Yeah, he was in that. I think that was his first film.
Yes.
Damn. Well, what is my favorite? It's... That's a good question. I don't know. I want to say Edward Scissorhands, but actually Blow was good. He was good in Blow.
Blow was good. Yes,
he was good in Blow.
Donnie Brasco
was good. That was good. Donnie Brasco. But you know what? Like I never saw him as a mobster, right? Like he played it. Played it good. I'm trying to think of what else? What other movie? Like what other Johnny? I mean, he obviously the Pirates of the Caribbean, those movies. He was classic in it. Sweeney Todd was good.
Sweeney Todd was good.
Sleepy Hollow was good too.
Sleepy Hollow, that's mine.
Yeah, he was good in that. I don't know. It's up in the air. I really don't know what. Oh, you know what he was good in too? He was good in What's Eating Gilbert Grape with Leonardo. Leonardo was great in that movie too, bro.
Yeah. Leonardo
was really good in that. He's got a long list of flicks.
Yeah.
He's got a real long list of flicks.
He's got a lot of stuff, bro. The guy's been working forever.
Yeah, bro. Daphne just said the message. She goes, we called it. Just sending a congratulations. Thank you, Daph. Appreciate you. And Nita, you guys did amazing. Oh, man. Yeah, good stuff.
He was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Yeah, he was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh. From Hell, that was a good one.
From hell, yeah.
Yeah. The ninth gate.
That damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And that guy's stuff goes on forever. He's got movies, bro. Let's see. Iron Man.
He's got movies. Iron Man.
He was an Iron Man? No, he wasn't.
He was. He is a very versatile actor.
Yes, he is. That position, man, he could do it. We would love him anyway. Yeah, I know. I mean, if you looked at the trial, it was all women in the audience. It was all women in the audience that was sitting there watching the trial. He was like, and I'm like, go, Johnny.
One of my cousins loved him. Oh, yeah, Alice in Wonderland. He was in that. I forgot about that.
He was in Terminator. Yeah, but yeah, was he Terminator?
That Spike is messing around now.
Yo, time out for you, right? Go to the corner. Go to the corner. All right. No play time anymore.
I love it. He's like, yo, Top Gun. Oh man. Freaking Mike, bro. Yo, Mike, when you come back on the show, bro, talk to me.
The 70, they both said hi, George.
They saw you the 70. What's up?
Wow, she
70 inch. Damn. High def.
I just got it. We've collected your pledge.
Oh, snap. That's it.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, good. Usually, let's see what the Becker report. Oh, there it goes. All right. Good stuff.
You'll stop acting up, Gilly.
You know,
when you're delirious, I got the cooties. So, you know, when you're delirious, it's hard for the brain to, and I'm like, what? Did I miss something?
they're messing with your head right now, bro. That's funny.
We erupted a book three. Love to come on. The link is in the summary. Or just book yourself. To hell. You don't have to ask. Just book it. Up. You act like we just met.
Why are you so mean to the audience, man? See, you get cranky. You get sick, you start getting cranky.
Yeah, like we just met. What's the matter, you, huh?
What's the matter? What's the matter with you, huh?
See, you got the keys. You know it's under the mat. Why are you asking questions?
Oh, my God. Look at this nonsense. Oh, shit. This is just bananas.
Yo, you're the nice guy, okay?
Yeah, the nice guy. I'm a regular dude. I'm just like, damn, you jumping on these people's toes. Listen, Mike, dude, listen, I'll send you the link, all right, my brother? And then you can
see
it.
It's in the summary. He ain't saying no links.
Yo, you know what? I got to tell you, I was looking at that link, and we're going to have to fix some stuff. Because remember how we're not doing lives at 8 o'clock?
I saw that when I was in Vegas.
So, yeah, we're going to have to do a little fixing of that.
Do a little dance.
You can't get mad at people when they start booking and they think that, you know what I mean? I know how you get down. Sometimes you start screaming at people.
I don't scream at people.
Mike, he doesn't scream at people. What did he just do?
I got you guys. Mike.
I got you, babe.
Mike, don't act up.
Mike.
Mikey.
Oh, man.
Shit, I don't scream. Even when I yell.
I'm not yelling. I'm just screaming.
That's it. Crazy. It's like, what's it, Scarface? I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
I love that line.
That was the best line ever. It was one of those lines that made you go.
Love that line, dude. He has some great lines in there. When she's telling him, when he's like, baby this, baby that. And she's like, don't call me baby. I'm not your baby. And he says, you got to, not yet, you got to give me some time. I was like, damn.
Yeah, she goes, right, another point, she's going to love me in the morning.
Say hello to the bad guy.
Yes. Always like, you know, what do you want? I want the world, dude. Chico, and everything in it.
Oh, snap. Hold on a second.
Yeah, that can never be remade.
No, and I think they want to, bro.
They can't. That bar was set so damn high.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? The entire culture will shut it down. You know, because look what they did with what was that? What they did Carlito's Way. They made part two. They screwed it up. They screwed it up. Oh my god, that was the travesty,
bro.
That was a travesty. I was like, yo, P. Diddy, quit your acting. It's over. It's over.
No, it's true, bro. It's true. I don't know what P. Diddy was doing there, dude.
I don't know. I mean, you can't. It's like, you know, don't touch anything Pacino does. All right, just leave it alone.
No bueno, dude. No bueno.
He's another one. He's just like the man.
Yeah. He's good, bro. He's good.
I hated that. Yes, exactly. There was no reason. Someone got overzealous at the studio. Some executive says, oh, let's capitalize on the trend. Let's make some money. And then he got fired because they lost the money. It's like, yo, ¿qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó, man?
Oh, that's messed up. That is messed up.
That is wrong. Wrong.
Yeah, you can't be doing that stuff, bro.
Oh man, I'm gonna be busy, dude. I'm gonna be busy for the next few weeks. Very busy.
Scarface 2, no way.
Oh, bro, they can't.
There's no such thing. There's only a Scarface.
Do it. Shouldn't happen. It was straight to video. Wait, which went straight to video, Gil? The Scarface. I you know what they did actually? I forget who put out a comic book. A Scarface comic book was put out.
Really?
Yeah. Was it IDW, I think, put it out a few years
ago. Do you see Wesley Snipes' Kickstarter?
No, he's got a Kickstarter now.
Yo, bro, he had like a billion people signed up for it. It hasn't launched yet.
Oh, you know what? I think John sent me the link to that.
Did he?
He's a huge fan. He's a big fan of him. So yeah, he sent me that. That's funny, man.
I don't know what the name of the damn comic book is.
Johnny
sent it to me on. Let me see. Where's the DM? Where's Johnny?
They've been trying to make that Beetlejuice movie for a minute.
He has 1,983 people signed up for it.
How much? How many?
1,983 people already signed up. It's called Wesley Snipes Returns to Comics. It's called The Exiled.
Returns to Comics. I didn't even know he had even left.
No, he's got a crazy looking statue, which is dope.
Nice.
And I don't even know where it's coming, where it's going, because there's a sign up on BackerKit.
Really?
Yeah, it's on BackerKit, but you're signing up for it. And it's launching in 19 days. Day one backers get an exclusive figurine. Wow, day one backers. You get the figurine. Yeah. How much are you paying?
Bro, I saw one Kickstarter. I think at $20,000, the stretch goal was a sticker. Like that was your stretch goal, bro. I was like, really? That's what we're gonna get?
What happened? What was the stretch goal?
A sticker, like a 3-inch sticker or some shit like that. Like they really were trying to sell it. Like that was gonna be great. It was terrible.
I agree with you 100%, Gil. It's the same. It's the hey, what's up, Giro? Pyramid graphic novels into his ass.
What up, Dad?
It's the same premise with Comic Cons when the celebrities take over. Just look at Dallas Fan Expo. How long they made everybody, Artist Alley wait to find out that, we all got a table and then they still don't have our floor plans or table assignments and it's 3 weeks away. It's actually two weeks away.
Then when did they send it to you? They sent it to you like just a few weeks ago.
They sent it to me right before I went to Vegas.
Oh damn! I know we were supposed to go out there, bro. Like me, Aniva, Jonathan, we were supposed to go out there and just chill. And
yeah, but why? Because they put all their emphasis on the celebrities. Yeah. And they have a big, huge celebrity lineup for this event. And then it's no wonder they bring in 80,000 people because they got to pay for those celebrities. Yeah. So it's the same. That's why I like small shows. I like localized shows, like the one in August that I'm going to do. It's in Denton. It's a family event, kids show.
Oh yeah.
That I'm looking forward to because that's more intimate. You get to talk to the people. You're not overshadowed.
Thank you, sir.
Dude.
Yeah. No, I hear you. When I saw John Leguizamo on Artist Alley a few years ago, and I always see it really annoyed me. Wow. Yeah, John, what are you doing there, dog?
Mamba Mouth was in Artist Alley?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
They're everywhere, dog.
Yeah, I mean, remember when the Wayans brothers came out with a comic?
Oh my god.
Yo, it was the Wayans brother came out with a comic. Remember when Public Enemy came out with a comic?
Yes.
Like all the rappers were coming out with comics.
Wu-Tang has been had a comic. Yeah. But also, I remember when Rosario Dawson had a comic book.
Yeah, I've seen John Leguizamo. I saw Mambo Mouth. I seen three of his stand-ups.
Yeah, me too. They're pretty good. I did like it.
Hilarious.
Yeah. The line was ridiculous, I'm sure. DMC.
Yeah, DMC had a comic. Yes.
Yeah, they do actually. You're right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the downside of the events. Everything is now, you know. The celebrities are taking over, corporate takes over, and you know, the little guy could continue the climb.
Yeah, because I think they think that those are the people that bring in
Vin Diesel. He had a comic,
did he?
Yeah, DMC has a comic.
Vin Diesel, huh?
Yeah,
nice,
crazy. Oh, it'll be on Kickstarter. Wesley Snipes. It's a 140-page graphic novel.
Wow. I wonder how much he's charging for like the first for like the whole shit.
Yeah. Doesn't say who the creative. Oh, it does say somebody. Lawson is the artist. Snipes is a Snipes, so he must be the writer. Oh, Tyrese. He had a
Tyrese.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Yeah, Tyrese. The model actor.
Yeah. He's got a comic too.
That's what he says.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Everybody's got one, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's banana.
This beat is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. What is it? Wrestler quit WWE and became a comic writer. What wrestler?
What was his name? The one that became a comic book writer. He actually did write a lot of comics.
Roddy Piper?
Became a comic writer. No, what was his name?
Hulk Hogan?
Nah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Nah, it's one of the newer guys.
Oh.
Fast and Furious Street Racers.
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Yep.
CM Punk sucked in UFC.
CM Punk, yeah, that was
him. His keys to hand it to him in UFC. He thought he was gonna do like what was his name? Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, and, yeah. No, that's exactly it.
He didn't stand a chance. He got whooped. He got whooped by an unknown. A new Jack.
Who he did?
Yeah. So he was coming to UFC. There was this new kid that Dana White found on the series. So you want to be a fighter. And where he travels the world and looks for new and upcoming fighters. So this kid called out CM Punk. He says, yo, you're bringing this guy, you know, let me have him, Dana, you know, and he whooped his butt.
Oh, snap. Well, it's like what happened to Kimbo Slice when he went to MMA. And, you know, he was knocking people out in street brawls, and then he got in the octagon, and they put in work.
Yeah.
Lesnar handled his own.
No, but Kimbo Slice won some fights in the UFC too.
No, he did. I'm just saying the first fight. Like I'm just saying, first like fight,
yeah. I think fight, that's what right? happens with all of them because
of
if you're just a one trick pony, you know,
it's a different animal.
Yes, the ones who have a better chance of success are wrestlers because they know how to grapple. They know how to get you to the floor. Yeah. They know how to come out of positions. They know how to, you know, what I'm saying they know how to deal with like locks, and they have the stamina for that stuff. That's why Brock Lesnar, you know, when he showed up, I mean, he was just like abnormally large. He just looked like some sort of Viking that came from the gods, and he was just massive. I mean, his lats. I mean, you seen the way I was like, damn, this guy's scary.
He was. I mean, I thought he was gonna be do more, but everybody can get their ass kicked in there. That's the whole thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it just happened. That's just what happens.
Did you see the fight with Tank Davis?
No, I missed
that fight. Oh, man. He fought that kid that was talking all this crap, and the kid ran right into his fist, got knocked out. Yeah. Bam. Brock did Greco-Roman wrestling. Yeah, I mean, Brock, you know, was, you know, legit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish that, you know, I had a friend named Edward Ubila, and this kid was such a fantastic wrestler. So whenever he got into a fight, people wanted a box, and Edwards got you on the floor, put you in some sort of lock, and you were done. You were like in a pretzel, and you had to he made you, he embarrassed people, bro. And I'm like, yo, don't fight him. This kid's gonna get you onto the ground and it's gonna be over, and you're gonna look weird, you know. And you always contorted. And I'm like, damn, look at how he's just whooping that kid's body. Yo,
oh my God.
It was over. So, yo, stay away from the ground. If he gets you there, you're done. He wasn't a boxer, he didn't have strength in his hands, but he could get you on the floor quick and put you out.
Yeah, no, it's true, man.
It's it was a funny stuff. I saw so many people just look ridiculous. I was like, I told you so.
I told you, man.
He's got skills. But yeah,
there is a lot of skill in there, bro, involved in that.
Yeah.
Crazy Rock stuff. Greco-Roman wrestling. I wish I learned that as a kid. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like all of the techniques, and some people, I mean, some fighters prefer to be on the ground. Like, they're just more comfortable on the ground. You figure that they would be, you know, they would be more susceptible to getting beat. But some people like to go to the ground and prefer it, because then they can put you in these locks and really.
It's the easiest thing. I think. Yeah. I mean, if you want to stand up and unless you're really skilled and you have good footwork and you're able to move and shift your shoulders.
Yeah.
Then stand up. But if you don't have that, take the person to the floor quick, you know, try to put her to sleep. And try not to get hit. You know, that was always the rule in the streets. Try not to get hit.
Yeah.
You know, if you can get him to the floor, put him to sleep, you know, or have him call uncle, yo, all right, quit. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was the old days. Now everybody's just getting shot. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Every day on the news, you see there's another shooting that just happened. I'm like, yo, what's going on? It's just nuts.
What's going on in the world today?
Yes. The old is done. The old days are done.
Oh, man. So tomorrow morning, Sammy, we are back.
Yes. So tomorrow morning, we'll be back with the morning brew. Again, that don't forget, there's an alien in my toilet on Kickstarter. Today is actually right now is the official one full day on Kickstarter. Gun violence is crazy. And yeah, New York is out of control. You're tripping in New York. It's just like, what the hell? It was just an article about it. Like, New York has lost its all sense of civility. It's just like the Wild West now. Did you see that sting at Ulta? Because Ultas have been getting jacked up by smash and grabs. A bunch of like kids will run in, steal all their stuff and run out. And police did a big sting and were waiting in the closets and in the halls and in the alleys. And then when they went in, bang, got them. It was crazy.
Yeah, they had at one of the malls here in Westchester. They had some kids rob some stuff, but now they have cops in the mall because the mall cops aren't doing anything. What are they gonna do? They just let those guys run out with the stuff. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Ever since that whole defund the police, everything just went haywire. Mm-hmm. It went bananas. That's why, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah. So don't forget, there's an alien in my toilet again. It's live now on Kickstarter. If you have friends and family with kids, nephews, nieces, you know, people who love to laugh, please help spread the word. Let everybody know about there's an alien in my toilet. That's gonna go on for the next 28 days.
There you go.
I'm on this train road trip. For 28 days, so it's pretty dope, and I'm glad that I'll be at the Fan Expo as well during the campaign, so that's going to be cool. But yeah, get your copy. There's also Duty's Adventures, which is the first kid's book, full color, of Duty growing up on Uranus, and with he's dealing with a school bully who's called Poo Poo. And thank you, Sarita. Appreciate you.
Bye, Sarita.
And don't forget the activity book, the first of its kind, volume one, 24 pages of activities, puzzles, trivia, how to draw duty, the whole bit. And then there's the trading card set, and there's so much more. So Remember, if you backed both campaigns, you get the magnet. Just remind everybody, if you backed both campaigns, you backed issue one and issue two, you get this magnet. If you didn't back issue one, but you back issue two and you backed Wonder Duck, you still get this magnet. So it's 3 inches by 4 inches. Just here it is, bang. You get that magnet. And if we meet 100 backers, we're 75 backers away. If we get to 100 backers, then everybody gets a physical print. All physical backers get a physical print, and digital backers will get a digital print, 8x8 print of Duty. So there's something for everybody. I'm excited. This is where Duty becomes a samurai. You'll start getting into his mind and you'll understand his psyche. So with that said, we appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for, setting records with the Adventures of Wonder Duck. It was a fun campaign to support. And thank you all for coming in and supporting this campaign. And I think a lot had to do with that damn theme song, which is fire. that thing you stop telling you, man. It's a classic.
Morning, baby.
Yes. And join us tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as George and I will be right back with the Morning Brew with the Crazy Crew. I don't even have the damn banner there. I normally usually have it there. And if you like this episode, give us a thumbs up and like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend. Again, thank you everybody tonight for joining and having fun with us and bearing with my cough. With that said, I'm Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
George the Dreamer Medina. Thank you, everyone.
We are out. No, I was talking about my friend Aquis. I met him.
Say my name. This
is what you were thinking?
Oh, he's grabbing. He said, "I'm the."
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. On Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Candy girl.